On my way out of the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, I had an opportunity to stop by Monty's Plant Food Company, and a good friend of mine from the farm broadcasting industry, Price Allen, works here and doing communications work, and Price set me up here with Dennis Stevens, who is the president of Monty's Plant Food Company, and I thought it might be interesting to learn a little bit more about your company and what you do. I think it's kind of interesting, especially the history of how this got started. So first of all, Dennis, if you would, how would you describe Monty's Plant Food and the type of products that you have?
Well, thank you, Chuck. Monty's is actually a product that's designed to feed the plant. It's going to provide nutrients so that it can help sustain development of the plant. And we also have products that's designed for conditioning the soils. But all of our products are basically what we would term as sustainable. We want to maintain the plant's vigor and growth.
Well, looking at the how the company got started, I think that's kind of a fascinating story. So if you would, tell us a little bit about how Monty's came into existence.
Well, Monty was actually trying to develop one of the best-looking roses in the Louisville area. And so he was continuing using different types of fertilizers, and most of the fertilizers contained high salts. And also it started changing some characteristics in the soil that he didn't like. And he became interested and started asking questions, and he had some people who gave him some very good sound advice. And that was, let's try to stay away from salts as much as we can, and then let's also look at the importance of micronutrients. Because all plants, if they have good balanced micronutrients, can really start to develop in a good manner. Monty began mixing these and trying to formulate these, and he knew that based on what his mentors had told him, that the right proper amount of micronutrients along with NPK would be able to generate certain characteristics. But until he was able to add the humics to it, he wasn't able to keep it in suspension and keep it so that it really worked. But once he combined all of these elements together, he had a very, very unique product that actually works very well when it's applied to the plant.
So from that beginning, looking at creating a product that could be used essentially in a gardening type situation, it sounds like the company's grown into a whole lot of other areas. Describe the type of market that you're now targeting with this with these products.
Our main market now has moved into the agriculture. My background was on a farm. I was a tobacco farmer and started using the product on my own farm when Monty originally came up with a formula. But we've decided that part of our interest is actually working with people. And we feel like the most impactful way that you can affect people is actually working with farmers. Because ultimately, they have one of the baselines for how our nation is to develop and grow. And we see that as actually getting back to the people, something that's extremely important, and that's to provide sustainable practices. We want to maintain good profits for the farmers, but ultimately, if we can get health back into the plants, that's helping everyone.
So when you look at the agricultural market, you're not limiting to a particular type of crop. I mean, this is something that can kind of be across the board, it sounds like.
Yes, this is on most crops that are grown in North America. We're also in 13 other countries. It's across the board, all types of different crops.
What are the areas that you've seen the most growth in?
We started with basically an alfalfa. And we continue to develop in alfalfa, but we're seeing good growth now in soybeans, corn. We're seeing those cash crops are tended to react very well to our product. Ultimately, we think that one of our biggest impacts will be on the vegetable markets, particularly out in the West.
As the company has grown and you've expanded, you mentioned 13 other countries. This is obviously had an impact on the growth of the infrastructure of the company. Talk a little bit about what what has happened with the company as it has grown in terms of, you know, your staff, your facilities. Describe those.
Anytime that you're a small company and you're starting to develop the way that we have, we have challenges to always meet the needs. But again, we have stayed focused on trying to maintain relationships with whoever we start to do business with. That is a core element in order to be successful, is constantly trying to provide service. And that service sometimes may mean just going in and visiting with the farmers for that particular area. But everything still basically goes back to establishing relationships. And those relationships start from the core company being able to work with their employees so that we can continue to develop things in a positive way.
How do you handle distribution? I mean, how do people find or obtain your product?
We are currently in the process of establishing distribution. When we get a particular area and we get a distribution company, whether it be an agricultural co-op or whether it's a distribution company that's just being established, once we've identified a company that's capable of distributing, then we actually go and start doing trainings in order to help that area to develop. But until we can get that distribution, we don't really pursue anything in that area until we know that we have good, sound people that can, again, build relationships with their own people.
So turning away from production agriculture for a minute, I guess, that you have a more consumer-targeted line of products or distribution as well?
When the company was started, we were focusing on lawn and garden. And yes, we do have a lawn and garden retail product that's in smaller sizes that we continue to sell in the lawn and garden business. But that area of our business is continually to just basically be at one level, and we're not seeing a lot of changes in growth in that part.
Looking out into the future, what are the kind of the goals and objectives here over the next couple of years for Monty's?
Our goal is to still maintain good, healthy practices, and that starts with good, healthy nutrition in the plants that our animals consume and the people consume. Our ultimate goal is to give back to the farmer the control, at the same time providing great, sound, sustainable practices that will provide us good, healthy conditions in years and years to come.
Is there anything else about the product that you have, the market you're trying to reach that we didn't touch on that you might want to mention?
Well, the one thing that we will always tell farmers when they're first time hearing about a product, what we always ask is try a small area. You know, do 20, 40 acres in some areas. You can do larger. But we don't want the whole farm to be covered because we want them to be able to compare and make a comparison to know this product is making a difference. So that's typically what we ask is just try a small portion on your farm to see what it can do for you.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dennis Stevens, who's president of Monty's Plant Food Company that's based here in Louisville, Kentucky. And I call it my final report from the National Farm Machinery Show, even though we're not there at the moment. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.